Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Live Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Coming up at 4 o'clock. Every day at 4, we do Sounds of the Day. The sound today is the Merrill and Mike montage of the game last night, as you heard right here on 94WIP. But let's hear, and it's a, Ben said it, you can hear the booing more on TV. So let's do it. Last night, you heard a smattering, and then at the half, you heard it again. I don't know if I walked away for a second. I missed the first time, or maybe I just didn't hear it. But I heard right before half. So here's how it sounded last night on NBC.
You watch.
Feel better about it now.
Well.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, the boo birds are out. Love is a fleeting thing.
Can't even really hear it all that much there. But you could hear it. You could hear it on TV.
Yep.
So here's what Malcolm Jenkins had to say about it. And it's funny. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. And while I was advocating for it, I even had the scenario of, all right, second half, the offense is really struggling. Yeah, you're going to have boos. You're going to have boos. The offense was terrible in the first half. Mm-hmm. So it almost felt like, it's almost a feel thing, Ike, right? Mm-hmm. Like the boo and the level of the boo, and it wasn't everybody, and it wasn't a you suck and throwing stuff on the field. Mm-hmm. It felt okay to me. Even though it was the Super Bowl banner night, it felt all right to me.
I told you, I was at home. I wanted to boo. I did, man.
So Malcolm Jenkins was asked about it. Kept their edge despite all the gravy talk, Ike.
Yeah. I mean, Malcolm's side of the ball wasn't getting booed either.
Yeah, it's true.
So.
Yeah, he probably wanted to boo too.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking when he said it. I hadn't heard it. I read it, but now listening to him, yeah, he felt like I did sitting at home.
Yep.
Yeah, but no, in all seriousness, it happened. I guess I can't say I'm surprised that it happened. It wasn't overwhelming. You heard it. I think some of those things are just really knee-jerk reactions, and it's really your only way to voice how you're feeling at the time. And because the offense did look so bad in the first half, I understood it. And I didn't think I would say that.
No.
That's why I didn't take to Twitter, you know, like some of the media people were trying to call out the fans for booing or what have you. Again, it wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't the majority of the stadium. But at the same time, I'm like, man, what are we doing on offense?
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm like, but what are we doing?
But Ben was outraged. Ben Livingston, our producer, was outraged. Right, Ben? Did you get over it?
I don't know, man. You win the Super Bowl, and less than a half later, people are booing. I understand we're Philly, and we're going to beat Philly, but give it a game, man.
Give it banner night, man.
Yeah, no.
Who knew they were going to play that bad on banner night?
Yeah.
For a half. Anyway, for a half.
Yeah, they didn't even give the first half. They gave almost the entire first half.
And again, only in one side of the ball. The defense kept you. What was the score at halftime? 6-3? Something like that? What was the score?
Was it? Yeah, it was 6-3.
6-3.
It was a terrible first half. Terrible first half.
You got Joe Banner talking about, oh, that was a terrible half of football.
Yep. Good old Joe Banner.
Everybody, fifth preseason game.
Well, that's what it is, right?
Well, I mean.
Really is. For both teams, Atlanta didn't play their starters hardly at all.
It'd be interesting to see what everybody's team looks like. Yeah, because that's in vogue now, not playing your starters in the preseason.
It is what you do now.
What are the Rams going to look like? They didn't play anybody in the preseason.
They didn't play anybody. Nope, they didn't play anybody. All right, back to the phones. We have Colin in Wilmington, Delaware. Hi, Colin.
Hey, guys. Feels good to have football back, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about, first off, all those people who were complaining about the helmet rule. You tuned in last night, you were entertained, and we didn't even talk about it today at all. But my second point I wanted to bring up is the catch rule. I am even more confused than I was last year, and I think it it was clear last night with the coaches not even sure when and when not to challenge him. And I was talking with somebody, and they said two plays in last year's Super Bowl that weren't catches. It was the Corey Clement bobble. I'm sure you guys have watched it many times. And Jesse James' drop are now catches under the new rule.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to put it all together, and it sounds like it can hit the ground, but if it's close enough, we'll give you the catch.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's what happened last night, and it's pretty clear, right? Yes, they're gonna officiate the catch rule differently, but when it's reviewed, unless it's obvious that the ball hit the ground, like the play that Doug challenged in the first half, I don't believe that was a catch, but it was ruled a catch on the field, and they weren't gonna overturn it based on the evidence that was there.
It hit the ground.
Yeah, it clearly hit the ground.
It hit the ground. Yeah. Under the old rule, we're calling that. It's not a catch.
Agreed.
The old rule, that's not a catch.
Right, but it's how it's being officiated. It's not necessarily the rule. It's how it's now being reviewed. Like Julio Jones, I thought that was a catch in the second half.
That was a catch.
It was ruled incomplete, and therefore what they saw, the visual evidence, wasn't overpowering, so they went with the ruling on the field. That's what you're going to see this year in the NFL.
All right, so they're sticking with the call a little bit more, but still the whole control, not
right.
control, it just doesn't. I'm lost because if it hits, at least with the old rule, if it hits the ground, it's an incomplete. Like the Dez Bryant catch is
right.
now a catch.
Yes.
I mean, how we? I just can't draw the line. There was three times already in one game that we're talking about the catch rule, and I don't remember any game that we were bringing it up three times in one game. And that right between the third and the fourth quarter, it was another catch that hit the ground, but he didn't want to use his last challenge.
Yep.
And it was clearly
the Mohamed Sanu catch.
That was the one. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And that was clearly not a catch under the old rule, but because the first one obviously hit the ground and he lost that challenge, he was hesitant to do it on the second time. And I would have liked to see if that would have been a catch or a not catch.
Here's the thing. I think because we've been so confused with the catch rule over the years that we're still confused with it. It's two separate things. It's how they're calling it on the field, but then how they're calling it in the booth. And in the booth, it's almost that's not enough evidence. We're not overturning that. But on the field, they're just trying to make it easier by saying, yeah, that's a catch. But like a lot of us last night, like we didn't think that first one was a catch. I mean, he clearly used the field to catch it.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because for 2 weeks, everyone went crazy about the helmet rule, and that was going to ruin the game. They changed the catch rule to something they thought was more favorable to the players. But if the season is any indication it's going to be like it was last night with the catch rule, they've caused more confusion with the catch rule.
We'll see.
Like, we just saw three plays last night that even when they went to a replay, they still didn't overturn it. You mean to tell me if there's a big play in a game where that is a critical catch or non-catch for a drive that's going down for a game-winning drive, and we see it and they replay it, and because it's not clear to them somehow, they don't want to overturn the ruling on the field, people will still be outraged. They're going to say, what's the purpose of replay if you're not going to change the call when you can clearly see it?
But what I'm saying is if they would have ruled that incomplete on the field and they replayed it, they wouldn't have ruled it a catch. With Julio Jones, if that was ruled a catch on the field and they replayed it, it wouldn't have been ruled incomplete.
Yeah, but that doesn't appease me. They got the call wrong on the field.
Agreed.
So don't cover your ass by sticking with the call on the field. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Overturn it. That's the purpose of replay.
I thought the Hooper call was wrong, but I didn't think it was ridiculously wrong.
Well, I mean, I saw the ball hit the ground.
But he also had the ball in his hands at the same time.
Yeah, but he used the ground.
He did, I agree.
Yeah, so you know that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that I agree with you, but it wasn't ridiculous where it was clearly like the ball hit the ground.
The ball had to roll out in front of him or something. The ball hit the ground. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he did have control of the ball.
No, he didn't.
I disagree. He maybe didn't have full control of the ball, but I wasn't surprised. I didn't think it was going to get overturned.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I
Just like Julio's catch.
Did you think that was getting overturned?
That was a catch.
I didn't.
That's what I'm saying. And he stuck with the call that was made on the field.
Right.
Yeah, which makes no sense to me. What's the purpose of having the replay if you're not going to overturn the call when you see it's the wrong call?
Right, but we'll move on. The replay and the rule are almost two separate things, you know what I mean? The rule is one thing.
I'm not talking about the rule. I'm talking about replay.
Right.
What's the purpose of having replay if you're not going to overturn something that you clearly have a chance to go back and correct? That's what replay is there for. If I'm a coach, why would I challenge it if I just know you're going to stick with the call on the field?
Let's go back to the phones. We have – no, because I'm just going to say the same thing over and over again. They need to see clear and decisive evidence that says any idiot, a drunk at a bar can say, yeah, man, he caught that, or no, that's definitely incomplete. I'm not sure with either one of those calls that you can make the case for that. We disagree on the subject, but we agree that on that wasn't a catch and it was a catch. The NFL's just trying to make it more difficult to review plays and to get, like last year, for instance, they were overturning way too many calls to where I remember looking at it and saying, well, I don't know, that's not clear and decisive evidence that you're overturning it. I just think they're trying to get away from that. We need a weather check. Like, it's supposed to rain all weekend. Bruce, the weatherman. Bruce.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
How are you, Bruce?
I'll give it to you. I've got Hurricane Florence for you. I want to say something about the Eagles or something about the Phillies. Which one do you want first?
Hurricane.
Well, the Hurricane, I just had Nor'easter Nick just send me the latest tropical models. And this is going to be a problem for us about a week out, about this time next week. It comes ashore... Well, not necessarily comes ashore, but it turns north along the coast of Hatteras there, North Carolina, and the models have been consistently, for 15 runs in a row, every 12 hours, having this thing near the Delaware Bay or the Chesapeake Bay next Thursday night to Friday night, and that's time for it. So if that's true, we got big problems on our hands. It'll be a Cat 2 or 3 hurricane. And it could be a really big mess. But, you know, there's still a lot of time for it to change. But I would advise everybody to keep an eye out and watch the local weather, watch the Weather Channel, because this could be a real, real problem for us. So that's the hurricane. Nick Foles, I give him a C-. He was just barely adequate last night. Jay Ajayi was absolutely unbelievable. The defense, I haven't heard anybody talking about the defense. My God, they were just incredible. The last 10 minutes of the game, I was laying in bed. And I had to get up. I was bouncing around my bedroom thinking they were going to lose that game. And I was just so overwhelmed by it. I don't know what you guys think, but it was really something. The Phillies, I don't know what to think. I'm such a big Phillies fan. I have a feeling we're going to have to wait till after the season and pick up Mike Trout. There's a rumor out there he wants to come home next year. Or Bryce Harper.
They're not trading him,
Bruce. We'll see.
We will see. I'll say this.
When he doesn't sign that extension, they will.
Well, he signed through 2021.
No, I mean, there's a report out there they want to try to sign him to an extension now.
I bet they do.
To add on to that.
Yeah, I would be totally shocked if they traded him this offseason. But, I mean, I guess if he's signaling to them, like, nah, I'm cool, maybe they decide now and they say, all right, let's get everything from the Phillies while we can. Everybody but Aaron Nola, essentially, you could trade. Is the lineup out yet?
I'd trade him, too.
lineup out? What do you think? Lineup is out. Lineup is out. Santana is playing second base and shortstop tonight. They're putting him at both. Santana, Hoskins, Altair, Bautista batting cleanup, Cabrera, Hernandez.
Altair's batting third?
Yeah. Okay. I guess why not at this point?
His turn.
Cabrera, Hernandez batting sixth, Kingery, Alfaro, Noah. And coming up next,
no Wilson Ramos?
Nope. No, I guess, you know, he's one of his required days rest.
Yeah, or is it with the splits here? What are we looking at here? Who's pitching for the Mets?
Well, Alfaro's been Nola's guy, so maybe that's...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we've gone through this before, yeah.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese coming up. You listened to it last night, but it sounds even better after the win. Merrill and Mike in Sounds of the Day, the sounds from last night. Lane Johnson at 4:30, Ike. We'll ask Lane about the booze and what he thought about the booze raining down on Lane. Maybe he'll say something.
I can't wait. I don't know what. I have no idea what he would say.
It's a great part about having Lane every Friday.
Exactly. Yeah, I have no idea what he thinks about it.
Marks and Reese with Chickies and Pete's. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.